The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The Lord said, "Woe to you who build the memorials of the prophets whom your fathers killed. Consequently, you bear witness and give consent to the deeds of your ancestors, for they killed them, and you do the building. Therefore, the wisdom of God said, 'I will send to them prophets and apostles. Some of them they will kill and persecute, in order that this generation might be charged with the blood of all the prophets, shed since the foundation of the world, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who died between the altar and the temple building. Yes, I tell you, this generation will be charged with their blood. Woe to you, scholars of the law, you take away the key of knowledge. You yourselves did not enter, and you stop those trying to enter.' When Jesus left, the scribes and Pharisees began to act with hostility toward him and to interrogate him about many things, for they were plotting to catch him at something he might say." The Gospel of the Lord. When our Lord Jesus Christ came to St. Margaret Mary, it's one of the most amazing apparitions that any saint has ever received. And when he came, he literally opened up his side to show her his Sacred Heart. And in that moment, this is what he asked of her: "Will you become the beloved disciple of my Sacred Heart?" My brothers and sisters, I would posit that you would not be at daily Mass unless he was making the same request of you. Will you become a beloved disciple of my Sacred Heart? And why do I say that? Because your presence here is a response. You would not be here unless our Lord Jesus Christ was summoning you to be here. He is calling you. He is inviting you here. Why? To receive his heart. St. Paul says this in the first reading, in the letter to the Ephesians. He said, "God the Father in Christ gave us every spiritual blessing in the heavens." So when we receive the Eucharist, every blessing that God could ever give is found therein. He could not give us more than he gives us in the Eucharist. Right? He could not manifest greater love to us than by giving us Holy Communion. And what have the Eucharistic miracles found? When they've done studies on the hosts that have been transformed into living flesh, it is always heart tissue. It's the heart of our Lord. So the deepest reality of a person's fullest self is their heart, the representation of who they are, and he's offering that to us. And so he would say to St. Faustina, "You shall possess the treasures of my heart." Why? So that you will distribute them to others. Why does he come here and give his heart to you? Why does he invite you here to give his heart to you? So that you will possess the treasures of his heart, so as to be able to disperse them to others. And I close with these words of St. Margaret Mary about the Holy Eucharist. She said this: "It is the abyss of all blessings. Into it the poor should submerge all their needs. It is the abyss of joy, in which all of us can immerse our sorrows. It is the abyss of lowliness, to counteract our foolishness. It is the abyss of mercy for sinners. And it is the abyss of love to meet our every need." As we receive the abyss of all things, we ask, that we might become his beloved disciples.